The second public hearing held by Governor Andrew Cuomo's commission to probe public corruption featured testimony from longtime government reform groups. Many brought more evidence that they say shows potential corruption involving money in politics. We get more from our Capitol correspondent, Karen DeWitt.
Protesters outside the hearing advocated for public campaign finance reform and displayed a wall of shame. It featured pictures and likenesses of dozens of politicians who've been indicted, arrested, convicted, or jailed in recent years. Citizen Action's Jessica Wisniewski is one of many from good government groups who testified. She says she's even more concerned about what goes on legally in state government all the time. She says corporations and other interests routinely donate large sums to politicians' campaigns.
I hope they'll use their subpoena power to absolutely put people on the stand and ask for the truth. Do you expect something in return? Was this huge check that you wrote this one night and the resulting vote the next day have a connection?
Inside, major government reform groups who testified repeated their longtime complaints about state government and presented new evidence of what they say is a pay-to-play culture between politicians and their campaign donors. The group Citizens Union issued a report on over $3 billion in the state budget in various pots of money. They say it operates as a veritable slush fund for state lawmakers to distribute to projects with little oversight and accountability. Some of the money is left over from the now discontinued member item program for lawmakers. Dady says former state Senate leader Malcolm Smith attempted to use one of those pots of money, a fund for multimodal transportation, when he allegedly tried to bribe his way onto the Republican mayoral ticket in New York City.
Smith himself said the following, quote, "Multimodal money is outside of the budget and it's always around." Smith is not alone in his attempt to inappropriately steer member items and other pots of state funds, many of which have been used as grab bags for members to fund discretionary projects, including pet projects in their local districts.
Commissioners seemed interested in making changes. Moreland Commission co-chair Onondaga County DA William Fitzpatrick asked Dady that if he were given subpoena power, what would he do with it?
Where would you exercise your discretion with that subpoena power?
You know, I would follow the money.
Dady says he would track down which legislators were involved in deciding where the money goes, something he says is not made public.
I would then start to connect the dots to see who are the contributors to these legislators who have made these decisions about how to spend these public dollars.
Others testified about the campaign contribution loopholes created by the use of limited liability corporations, or LLCs, to shield the identity of donors and allow them to exceed campaign contribution limits, making New York, in the words of Common Cause's Brian Paul, a de facto unlimited contribution state. Many of the groups called for a public financing system for state offices, similar to New York City's largely successful small donor matching fund program. But when one of the commissioners asked the New York Public Interest Research Group's Bill Mahoney if that was the most important thing, Mahoney said no.
I would actually argue that the most important change overall is an independent enforcement and regulatory entity. We wholeheartedly support public financing, but any changes in the law without this would probably be rendered moot. It would be difficult to really imagine them working.
The Moreland Commission will hold at least two more hearings, then issue its recommendations in December. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.